Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you in part by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind. And time to bring in our Monday reporter, Woody Osick, who will get us caught up on everything from over the weekend. Woody, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing great. We are doing great for a Monday, but not too bad. And did you guys get a lot of games in this weekend?
Well, we got in what we needed to get in. We've been battling Mother Nature a little bit, but pretty much coming out on top. We haven't had to reschedule a whole bunch of games, so we're doing pretty good. We'll see if the weather holds out this week so we can finish up the tournaments.
Basically. Absolutely. Well, good. Lots of good news. And Woody, it's time for the Monday version of the Athens Little League Report. Take it away.
We are going to start today's report off with some machine pitch action, where number one seed in the machine pitch tournament, Boswell Insurance, took on a Zaxby's team who was coming off of a spectacular win on Tuesday. Zaxby's had given Boswell its only two losses of the season and was the Vegas pick to take the third game. However, the house lost on Saturday. From the beginning, Zaxby's looked a little off, going three up and three down in the first. And if you're a machine pitch aficionado, you know that is rare. Boswell came out with a four-run first with a home run by Carson Thiem and big hits by Knox Langley and Brady Katz. Boswell had an all-around good day at the plate with Amaya Lunnan, Charlie Wilson, and Charlie Langley having big days at the plate. Jace Maddox had a home run, and Joshua Moore had big hits, along with the big man, Cameron Fields. Brady Coley continued his hot play with great plays in the field and solid at bat. Zaxby's fought hard to the end and were led on offense by Adam Crist and Cardez White, who both went 2-for-2. Zaxby's got key defensive stops from Nathan John and Court Carpenter. Cole Green crushed the ball in all three of his at-bats. Samuel Ganem, Luke Kelly, and Jalen Sewell all had key hits and made impressive plays in the field. Coach Tim would like to thank the Zaxby players and assistant coaches Don, Steven, John, Gary, and Terry, who made the spring 2018 season a great one. Final score, Boswell 13, Zaxby 3. We're going to move on to some majors action. On Field 1 on Friday night, the number 1 and number 2 seeds in the majors faced off in the season-ending tournament to see who would advance to the championship round without a loss. It was a fantastic, well-played Little League game, and number 2 seeded Synovus squeaked out a 2-1 win over number 1 seeded Chase Park. Chase Park jumped on the scoreboard first as Boone Presnell doubled to lead off the bottom of the first and then came around to score on a Tayo Watanabe single. But Tom Gilley, who started on the mound for Synovus, shut down Chase Park's first inning rally by getting a strikeout and two groundouts. The game remained 1-0 Chase Park until Bartez Gillespie walked to lead off the top of the fifth for Synovus. Elliot Woodward followed with a hit-by-pitch, and after a pass ball advanced the runners, Gillespie scored the first run for Synovus on a high chopper to first by Seth Cummings. Synovus scored the go-ahead run when Tom Gilley beat out an infield single with a runner on third. On the mound, Tayo Watanabe was dominating for Chase Park as he pitched four scoreless innings with six strikeouts, giving up only one hit. The Synovus pitching duo of Tom Gilley and Hunter Stonecipher was equally dominating as they gave up no runs after the first two batters of the game. Stonecipher came in the game in the bottom of the third and pitched the final four innings for Synovus, giving up only two hits while striking out nine. Chase Park batters on 56 pitches and getting the win. Synovus advances to the championship round on Wednesday and will play the winner of the Chase Park Northeast Sales game, which will be played on Monday night. Congrats to both Synovus and Chase Park on one of the best played games of the season. Final score, Synovus 2, Chase Park 1. And that, folks, is your Little League report.
All right, thank you very much, Woody. We appreciate it. And I guess we'll be hearing from Bill Overend tomorrow for more action.
That's correct. We'll have a majors game and a AAA game tonight. And that should be it for today.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks so much, Woody, and have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All right, that's Woody Osick with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.